This morning we will turn to a portion of scripture I'm sure that every one of you knew very, very well.
今天早上我们要来看的一处章节，相信每一个弟兄姐妹都非常的熟悉。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John.
让我们大家打开到约翰福音
Chapter 6,
第六章。
We want to read from verse 5 to verse 13.
我来读从第五节到第十三节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 6, verse 5 through verse 13.
约翰福音第六章第五节到第十三节。
Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat? This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the leftover fragments, so that nothing will be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力。他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼，2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to gather before your table.
父啊，我们再一次感谢您，让我们又有这个机会在你的桌子面前聚集。
And we also thank you for giving us this opportunity to fellowship upon your word.
而且给我们有这样一个机会能够交通你的话语。
The word told us that men live on this earth do not depend on the bread alone.
因为神的话告诉我们，人活着不是单靠食物。
We depend on the word from your mouth.
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Therefore, we pray that this morning that we can hear your voice from your mouth.
所以今天我们的祷告就是可以从你的口中听到你的话。
We want to recognize our own weakness.
我们愿意来认识到自己的软弱。
And we will pray for your anointing. Anointing.
我们来向你祈求你的恩膏。
We will commit this precious time into your hands.
把这样宝贵的时间交在你手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
I truly believe that every one of you knew this story by heart.
我相信大家肯定有人已经在心里面就知道这个故事了。
And some of you may have taught this story to your children many, many times.
也许我们中间有些人啊，把这个故事教导给孩子许多次了。
And I believe I learned this story before I was five.
我相信我来学这个故事的时候，那时候还不到五岁。
And I always loved the story. Of five loaves and two fish.
我很喜欢这个五饼二鱼的故事。
But this morning, I want to look at this story from a specific angle.
那今天我们来看这个故事是从一个特别的角度。
We want to learn from this story something about service.
我们想从这个故事来看侍奉。
Now, this story is a great story. You can look at from many different angles.
这样一个伟大的故事，我们可以从许多角度来看。
But this morning we want to look at it from a very specific angle.
但今天我们所看的角度是非常特定的。
It's about the principle of service.
就是侍奉的原则。
And how we can learn from this wonderful story about the principles of service.
我们怎样从这个奇妙的故事来学习侍奉的原则
？Why is it important to us？
对我们有什么重要性
？Because we are called to be a kingdom of priests。
因为我们被呼召是来成为祭司的国度。
So we are called to serve Him。
我们是被呼召来侍奉他的。
Every one of us is called to serve our Lord Jesus。
我们中间每一个人都是被呼召来侍奉主耶稣的。
From the day you trust yourself in the Lord, you are a priest in this kingdom.
当那一天你把自己信靠在主手里的时候，你就是这个国度的一份。
That's what the Lord has in His mind.
这就是神在他心里的心意。
Every one of us is a priest in this kingdom.
我们中间每一个都是在这国度里面的祭司。
And the purpose of a priest is to serve him.
每一个祭司他的意义就是来侍奉他。
Therefore, we must have some understanding on the principle of service.
所以我们必须要了解明白侍奉他里面的原则。
Because that is what the Lord called us to be.
因为这是神呼召我们要成为的。
If we do not serve Him in our lifetime,
如果在我们这一生不来侍奉他的话，
we will miss the purpose of our life.
我们就失去了生命的意义。
Therefore, it's important for all of us, whether we have trusted the Lord in 1 year or we have trusted the Lord for 30 years, we still need to know the principles.Of service.
所以对我们每一个人都很重要，不管你信主一年还是三十年，我们都要知道侍奉的原则。
So we start the scriptures. We read from chapter 5. Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and see that a large crowd was coming to him.
刚才我们读到第六章第五节那里讲，耶稣举目看见许多人来。
This tells us all service.Begins with the Lord Jesus.
所以这里面告诉我们，所有的侍奉，它的起头都是从耶稣来的。
It was Lord Jesus lifting up his eyes and saw a large crowd coming to them.
这里面讲到是耶稣举目看见许多人来。
No, Andrew didn't see it.
安德烈并没有看见。
Philip didn't see it.
腓力也没有看见。
Peter didn't see it.
彼得也没有看见。
I don't know what they're looking for at the time.
我也不知道他们当时到底眼睛看见什么了。
Maybe they're looking at the grass.
也许他们在那里看很多草。
Maybe they're looking at other things in the wilderness.
或者他们看到旷野里面其他的事。
But no one realized that there was a large crowd coming toward them.
但中间没有人意识到有许多人来。
But Jesus saw it.
但是耶稣看见。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus always sees things coming toward us before we see them.
所以耶稣总是在我们看到之前就看见那要来的。
Therefore, many, many times we were like those disciples. We're busy with what we are doing on a daily basis. But Lord Jesus saw a large crowd coming to us.
所以我们就像当时的门徒一样，就在我们每日的生活里面忙碌这样忙碌那样，但是是耶稣那天看到有许多人来。
Not only Jesus saw the crowd, Jesus saw something else.
不光耶稣看到有许多人来，而且他看到其他的。
Not only Jesus saw the crowd, Jesus saw the need of this crowd.
不光耶稣看见许多人来，耶稣看到他们里面的需要。
Therefore, Jesus spoke to Philip.
所以耶稣就对腓力来说话。
And Jesus told Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?"
所以耶稣就问：我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
？Brothers and sisters, there is so important about this point.
弟兄姐妹们，这些点是何等的重要。
Lord speaking is the beginning of service.
主他开始说话就是我们侍奉的起头。
Our Lord saw something.
我们的主看见一些事。
Our Lord Jesus saw the need of the crowd.
主耶稣看到许多人的需要。
Then Jesus revealed that need to Philip.
然后主耶稣就把这个需要向着腓力来显现。
And that was the beginning of a service.
这就是侍奉的开始。
And this is the beginning of any service.
这也是所有侍奉的开始。
If a service does not begin this way, it's not a spiritual service.
如果有任何的侍奉不是这么开始，那就不是一个属灵的侍奉。
Brother and sister, this is so important for all of us.
弟兄姐妹，这对我们都非常重要。
We are called to serve.
我们被呼召来侍奉。
We must know how a service begins.
我们必须知道这个服事是怎么开始的。
It begins by the Lord.
这是从主开始。
He saw something.
他看见了。
He saw the need of the crowd.
他看见这许多人的需要。
Then he revealed that to us.
然后他就向我们来显明。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
how important for us to be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们能够听见主的声音是何等重要。
When Abraham heard the voice of the Lord that began his life service,
当亚伯拉罕听见神的声音的时候，就成为他一生侍奉的开始。
When God spoke in a blazing fire in the midst of a thorn bush,And God was calling Moses to service.
当神在荆棘火焰里面向着摩西说话的时候，就是来呼召他开始侍奉。
When Nehemiah heard the word from his brother about the condition of Jerusalem, that began his service.
当尼希米从他的弟兄那里听到关乎耶路撒冷的光景的时候，就是他侍奉的开始。
Every service began with the calling from our Lord Jesus.
每一个侍奉都是从主耶稣的呼召开始。
That's why in Book of Revelation, Jesus said, "I am the first, I am the last."
所以在启示录那里面讲到，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Jesus must be in the beginning of everything.
耶稣必须是要在所有事情的起头。
If we are to start a service,
如果我们要开始一个侍奉的话
then we must ask ourselves this essential questions.
我们必须问自己这样一个非常基本的问题。
Is the Lord Jesus in the beginning of this service?
耶稣是不是在我们这个侍奉的起头？
If Lord Jesus is in the beginning, then he will sustain this service to the very end.
如果这个侍奉的起头是耶稣的话，他就要一直扶持这个侍奉到末了。
Then the Bible said, "This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do."
然后圣经告诉我们，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Jesus asked Philip, "Where are we to buy bread?"
耶稣在那里问腓力，我们从哪里买饼呢？
And he was testing Philip.
他在那里其实是试验腓力。
He already knew what he was intending to do.
因为他自己原知道要怎样行。
But Philip had no idea what Jesus had intended to do.
但是腓力却不知道主耶稣到底定义要做什么。
And our Lord Jesus used this circumstances as a spiritual lesson.
所以主耶稣就是用这些作为属灵的操练的环境。
Therefore, brother and sister, Lord is using everything in our life to teach us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神就是用我们生活周围的一切来教导我们。
Therefore, I would like to pose this question to you.
所以现在我向大家来摆下这样一个问题。
Have you seen a large crowd coming to you?
你有没有看到有许多人来？
Maybe you say, no, I didn't see a crowd.
你可能说没有看见许多人。
I don't see a crowd. I come to work and come home every day, and I only crowd is on the highway.
我每天去上班，然后回家，我只看到在高速上面很多人。
And I don't know what that crowd has anything to do with me.
而且我也不知道高速上这些人，许多人跟我有什么关系。
You know what? In this story, the crowd doesn't have to be a very large.
在这个故事里面，其实众人不需要很大的数目。
It's not about the numbers.
因为数目不重要。
It is about a spiritual need.
是关乎属灵里面的需要。
You know, a crowd can be a crowd of one person.
知道吗？众人甚至可以是一个人的众人。
And that one person could be...Sitting next to you.
这一个人可能就坐在你的旁边。
And that crowd of one person could be your husband or your wife.
这个一个人的众人可能是你的妻子，可能是你的丈夫。
And that crowd of one person could be your child.
这一个人的众人可能就是你的孩子们。
And have you heard our Lord Jesus telling you the needs of that crowd?
那你有没有听见主耶稣对着你讲这样的众人他里面的需要？
Have you ever heard the Lord Jesus reveal to you the spiritual need of another person around you?
你有没有听到主耶稣向你来启示关乎你周围这一个人他的里面属灵的需要？
If you heard that, that is the beginning.Of a service.
如果你听见的话，这就是一个侍奉的开始。
Therefore, I ask you again.
所以现在我再问大家。
Have you ever heard the Lord Jesus reveal to you the spiritual needs of a crowd?
你有没有听见主耶稣向你来启示关乎众人里面属灵的需要？
AndIt doesn't have to. You don't have to look far away.
你不需要看很远的地方。
Jesus simply was simply lifting his eyes.
耶稣在那里只是举目。
We only have to lift our eyes a little bit.
我们只需要把我们的眼目举高一点点。
If you lift your eye a little bit wider, you will see a crowd.
如果我们的眼目能够扩大一点的话，就能够看到众人。
You will see a crowd of one or a crowd of several.
你可以看到一个人的众人或者几个人那样的众人。
You not only see your own children in that crowd, you see other children in the crowd.
不光看见你自己的孩子们，也看到你周围的孩子们。
You not only see the young people that still coming every Sunday here.
不光看到只是主日来到我们中间的孩子们。
You will see there are other young people. There are scattered right now in different cities, different locations.
而且看到有其他的孩子，他们分散在各个地方、各个城市。
If you just lift your eyes a little bit,
如果你只是把眼目举起来的话
，and the Lord will allow us to see a large crowd.
神就会让我们看到许多的众人。
And once you see that crowd, you will also hear the voice of the Lord telling us the spiritual needs of that large crowd.
如果我们举目看见众人的话，你也会知道这众人里面的需要。
I will just pray that the Lord will use this story to encourage all of us to lift up our eyes.
所以我的祈求就是愿意神用这个故事让我们许多人可以举目。
To see the crowd around us.
看到在我们周围的众人。
To see the crowd that we don't see every day.
看到我们在日常的时候没有看到的众人。
Allow the Lord to whisper in our heart their spiritual needs.
让神可以用微小的声音在我们心里面轻声来讲这属灵里面的需要。
If you hear that,
如果你听见的话,
God is calling you to serve.
神就是在呼召你侍奉。
We need to hear that.
我们需要听见。
Because we are called to serve.
因为我们被呼召就是要来侍奉。
Do you know how miserable if a priest never get called?
你知道如果一个祭司从来没有被呼召过的话是多么悲惨的事。
You know, in New Testament, not every priest will ever get called to serve.
知道吗在新约的时候不是每个祭司都可以被呼召有机会去侍奉。
You could be a priest in the New Testament time, but you will never get called.
你可能是在新约里面的一个祭司但从来没有被呼召。
But thank the Lord we don't live in that time now.
但感谢神我们不是活在那个时代。
Today, every one of us well can be called.
今天我们每一个人都是可以被呼召的。
As long as we can hear the voice of the Lord revealing to us a particular spiritual need.
只要我们听见神向我们启示属灵里面的需要。
Oh, what happened if you get called?
如果你被呼召之后会发生什么
What happened if I get called?
如果我被呼召之后会发生什么
Then we need to go through the rest of the story.
这时候我们要看下面的故事
How do we actually serve?
我们怎样来侍奉
If we get called to serve, how should we serve?
如果我们被呼召来侍奉那怎样
We can see three principles from this story.
我们可以从这个故事里面看到有三个原则
By His mercy, I have the privilege to serve with many brothers and sisters over the years.
因着神的怜悯，我有机会在这些年间来服侍许多的弟兄姐妹们。
When I first started to serve, I was much more confident than I am now.
当我开始侍奉的时候，我比今天侍奉的时候要有信心的多。
And as I start serve, my confidence got lower and lower.
当我越来越侍奉，我的信心就越来越降低。
My confidence on my ability to serve got lower.
是我对着自己能力的信心越来越低。
And at this time, now, my confidence on myself, my ability to serve is almost zero now.
在今天我跟大家讲我对着自己服侍的能力的信心差不多是零。
I realize the first principle of service.
我认识到侍奉的第一个原则。
All services are impossible.
就是所有的侍奉都是不可能的侍奉。
That's what I learned.
这就是我所学习到的。
That's the most important lessons I learned Through my services, all services are impossible.
就是我借着我自己这么多的服事来学到的，就是所有的服事都是不可能的。
Because the spiritual needs is always far greater than our own capacity.
因为属灵里面的需要总是超过我们的能力和容量。
So basically, and that's what. Philip was coming to.
所以这就是腓力当时面对的。
He said that 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
腓力说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
You know, they did not have 200 denarii at the time.
在那个时候，他们甚至连二十两银子都没有。
Even if they had the money, they don't have a place to buy the bread.
就算他们有了这些钱，他们也没有地方去买这些饼。
If they had the money, they found a place to buy the bread, it was not going to be enough for those people.
就算他们有了钱，买到了饼，也不够这些人来吃。
I believe Philip was one of the smartest disciples among them.
我相信腓力是这些门徒里面最聪明的一个。
So he can do mental math.
因为他脑袋里面计算很精确。
Now, Philip didn't need a pencil and paper. He did his math mentally.
他甚至不需要笔跟纸，在脑子里面他就算出来了。
So he did a very quick calculation, and he told Jesus that 200 denarius worth of bread is not enough.
他里面已经做的叫做速算，他说20两银子的饼也不够人吃。
Why is a service impossible?
为什么侍奉是不可能的呢？
Why spiritual service are impossible?
为什么属灵的侍奉是不可能的呢？
Because all spiritual service involve changing someone's heart.
因为所有属灵的侍奉包括的要改变人的心。
If our service doesn't cause anyone to change their heart,What are we doing?
如果我们这些侍奉都不能让人的心改变，那我们还在做什么呢？
But making a person to change his heart or her heart is an impossible task for us.
但是让一个人的心改变，对我们来讲是不可能的。
Would you look at the disciples?
我们来看看这些门徒。
They heard his teaching.
他们听到了主耶稣的教训。
They saw his miracles.
他们看见了这些神迹。
But at the end of the third year, they still argue who among them was the greatest.
但是当三年主耶稣侍奉的末了，他们甚至在彼此之间来争论谁为大。
So changing someone's heart is spiritual matters.
所以改变人的心是属灵里面的事。
And this spiritual matter is impossible for us to do.
而这个属灵里面的事情对我们来讲是不可能的。
Even something that looks very simple.
就算是最简单的事。
It is impossible for us to do.
对我们来讲都是不可能的。
In order to illustrate this point, I want to use some real example.
那为了表明这一点，我要用一些真实的例子。
That involve all of us.
就包含我们所有人。
I no intention to criticize anyone.
我没有这个意思要来指责我们中间的某一位。
So don't be offended. I'm not pointing my finger to any one of you.
所以我不是用指头来指责人，大家不要被冒犯。
You know, if you are here for some times, you probably heard me talking about coming earlier to the Lord's table.
如果你在这里有一段时间，你一定听到过我讲到饼杯，我们来早上来饼杯聚会。
You haven't heard it, then you were considered a newcomer.
如果你从来没听过，那你一定是新来的。
You know,Then you may ask, what is so important about coming to the Lord's table earlier?
那你就要问，早点来饼杯聚会这件事有什么重要性吗？
It is a spiritual matter.
这是一个属灵的事。
Because the Bible said we need to examine ourselves before taking the cup and the bread.
因为圣经告诉我们，在领用饼杯之前，我们要省察自己。
So where do we, when do we examine ourselves?
那我们什么时候来省察我们自己？
We have to come a little bit earlier.
必须要早来。
So that we have the opportunity to examine ourselves.
所以我们有机会来省察自己。
That's what the Lord said.
这是主讲的。
It's not invented by me.
并不是被我发明的。
Our Lord said, you ought to examine yourself.Before the table.
因为是主说在饼杯之前你们要省察自己。
You need to do that before.
在饼杯之前。
That's why we have to come a little bit earlier.
所以我们需要早一点来。
So we can obey the word of the Lord.
我们这样可以来遵从主的话。
But you all know how difficult it is, right?
但大家都知道多难，是不是？
And I know.How difficult it is.
我知道有多难。
But I know it is actually impossible.
我更知道其实是不可能的。
Unless we have a change of heart.
除非我们心意改变。
Because this is a spiritual matter.
因为这是一个属灵里面的事。
It's not about time. It's not about time.
不是关乎这个时间怎么样。
This is a spiritual matter.
这是一个属灵的事。
It is a change of our heart.
这是心意的改变。
If our heart is changed, then this is easy.
如果我们的心改变之后，守时不守时都是很容易的。
If our heart is unchanged, then this is impossible.
如果我们的心不改变，这是一件不可能的事。
You know, I don't know whether how you feel when you heard the baby cry during our table time.
我不知道你有多少次听到在我们饼杯聚会的时候有婴儿在那里哭喊。
So every time I heard a baby crying, I give thanks to the Lord.
每一次我听到有婴儿在那里哭的时候，我都把感谢归给神。
Because I knew how hard it is to bring a very young children to the table meeting.
因为我知道带一个这么小的婴孩来参加饼杯聚会是多难的一件事。
Now I was there before.
因为我曾经经历过。
You know, the baby always want to poo just before you want to leave.
当你要离开家之前，这个孩子他就是那个就是poo了。
I don't know how it is, but it always like that. Just get, when you get ready to move, and one of your baby poo.
就是每一次你要离开之前，突然就其中一个孩子他就poo了。
So I also encourage all of us during the table time, if you hear the noise from the young baby, give thanks to the Lord.
所以我来鼓励大家，每一位，如果我们听见中间有婴孩在哭的话，把感谢归给神。
You know how hard this parents, they're willing to prepare their baby and bring them to this table meeting, even they're crying.
因为他们的父母就是在这么难的时候来预备这些孩子们，带他们到这个饼杯聚会里面。
And also, we thank the Lord. There's quite a few young one amongst us.
感谢神，在我们中间有不少的年轻人。
But we still want to share that we need to come early.
但我们还是要在这里分享，大家要早点来。
And I knew this is impossible.
我知道这是不可能的事。
But why do I say if it's impossible? Why do I say this?
既然已经不可能，我为什么还要在这里讲？
But you remember in the Old Testament, all these prophets, all their preachings were impossible.
记得吗？在旧约里面，这些先知他们所有的预言、他们的讲论都是不可能的。
Many of you are reading a Old Testament right now.
很多人在我们中间现在在读旧约。
And you read prophets, right?
你们很多人读先知书是不是
？And they keep saying things.
他们就在那里一直的讲。
They're not saying different things. They're saying the same thing over and over again.
他们都不是讲不一样的事，总是一件事重复、重复在讲。
Why they had to do that?
为什么他们要这样做？
Because they need to change someone's heart.
因为他们需要改变人的心。
And that is impossible.
这是不可能的事。
But why did they keep saying it?
那他们为什么还继续在讲？
Because that's their responsibility.
因为这就是他们的职责。
Their responsibility is to say those words.
他们的职责就是一直的来讲这些话。
They cannot guarantee the result.
他们并不能保证结果会如何。
They cannot be responsible for the result.
他们也不为这个结果负任何责任。
As long as they're a prophet, they will continue to say that.
只要这些先知一直的来讲。
So you will probably hear me again in the future.
所以在将来你可能还要听我来讲。
All servicesare impossible.
所有的侍奉都是不可能的。
Therefore, if you know this principle, that will change your whole attitude towards service.
所以你如果知道这一点，那对所有的侍奉，你的态度都要改变。
If you are a teacher of a Sunday school class,
如果你是在主日学教导的老师，
before you step into the class,
你进入这个教室之前,
you should know that what you are supposed to do is impossible.
那你就应该知道,你要做的事是不可能的。
Because through the sharing of your lesson, you need to change your student's heart.
因为借着你教的课程,要改变这些学生的心。
And that is an impossible task.
这是一个不可能的任务。
That is why we should come to pray.
所以我们需要来祷告。
That's why you should pray for the class every day of the week.
所以你甚至每一周每一天都要来为这个服事来祷告。
Because you know it is impossible for you to do this.
因为你知道自己是不可能来做这件
事。Therefore you pray every single day for them.
所以你应该每天为他们来祷告。
If you do so, then we realize you will have a very different class on that Sunday.
如果你真这样来做的话，在主日你会发现这个班级里面的孩子会不一样。
I encourage every Sunday school teacher to pray every day for every kid in your class, and you see what happened on that Sunday.
我是鼓励每一个主日学的老师每天为你班上的每个孩子祷告，然后你来看到主日的时候，这些孩子们会多不一样。
This is an attitude of a servant who knows the principle of service.
这是一个知道属灵原则的仆人他的行动。
If you're leading a Bible study,
如果你是带查经的，
you call to be the group leaders.
你这个时候被呼召要来做查经组的带领。
You need to know that your task is impossible.
你需要知道你的任务是不可能的。
Because through the sharing of the evening, we need to change brother's sister's heart.
因为借着那天晚上的交通，我们需要来改变弟兄姐妹的心意。
It is impossible for us to accomplish that.
对我们来讲，完成这件事是不可能的。
That's why we have to come together to pray.
所以我们需要在一起祷告。
We need to pray individually at home. We need to gather together to pray as a group.
我们需要在家里面有个人的祷告，也需要在教会里面有团体的祷告。
We call out to the Lord. Lord, this is impossible for us, but it's possible for you.
我们需要向神来呼求，这件事在我不能，在你凡事都能。
That's the way we serve.
这就是我们怎样来侍奉。
So this is very fundamental that every one of us should know this principle. All servers are impossible.
所以这是最基本的，我们每一个侍奉的人要知道，每一个属灵的侍奉是不可能的。
And that is why every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning, there are some brothers and sisters gathered together to pray for that Sunday.
所以这就是为什么每一个主日九点早上在那里有一些弟兄是为今天的聚会祷告。
We pray for the Lord's table.
我们为着饼杯聚会祷告。
We pray for His presence.
我们为他的同在祷告。
We pray for the message time.
我们也为着信息的时间祷告。
We pray for each Sunday school classes.
我们为着主日学的每一个班级祷告。
We pray for the teachers.
我们为着老师祷告。
We pray for the love feast.
我们为着爱宴来祷告。
We pray for all the brothers and sisters on the way.
我们为着赶来的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Because we knew, you know, what we hope to accomplish is impossible for us.
因为我们知道我们所愿望成就的是不可能的事。
Therefore, we must pray.
所以我们必须祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, now we know this first principle. Let's commit ourselves to prayer.
所以当我们知道这第一个侍奉原则的时候，让我们把自己交托在祷告里面。
And there's a second principle.
还有第二个原则。
And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Jesus, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?"
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
Jesus didn't answer Philip.
耶稣并没有回答腓力的问题。
Not a word.
一个字都没有。
But then something else happened There's another disciple called Andrew.
这个时候有其他事情发生，就是这个叫安德烈的门徒。
Andrew is probably not very good at math.
安德烈的数学可能不是很好。
He's probably very poor in math.
说不定他的数学非常差。
And Philip, you know, just mentally know that 200 denarii is not enough. No point. Let's not even try.
然后腓力他已经算出来20两的银子的饼是不够的，都不要去试了。
But Andrew didn't have that good mental ability, so he's looking for bread.
那安德烈呢，他不会去算，他就在那里找有没有饼。
And he discovered there's a little kid has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
然后他找到一个小孩子，一个孩童有五个大麦饼，两条鱼。
It's fortunate that it was Andrew, not Philip.
感谢神，这是安德烈在做这件事，不是腓力。
If it was Philip discovered the 5 loaves, he didn't even look at it.
如果是腓力看见这五个饼，他根本就看都不看了。
But Andrew being simplistic, and Andrew brought this little kid to Jesus.
但是安德烈这么简单的一个人，他就把这个孩子带到主耶稣面前。
And he said,We have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
他就说我们有五个饼有两条鱼啊。
And Philip is laughing.
腓力可能在旁边笑了。
It is so interesting. 5 barley loaves.
多可笑啊，这个多有意思。只有五个饼两条鱼。
So Philip was not very impressed about Andrew.
所以腓力可能对安德烈不感兴趣。
And the crowd is coming. They were hungry.And yet we have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
我们有这么多的人，但是呢，却只有五个饼两条鱼。
Now it comes to the second principle.
这就是第二个属灵的原则。
Consecration is service.
奉献就是侍奉。
I think this is very important.
我想这是非常重要的。
And we have to be very clear.
我们必须要非常清楚。
What is service?
什么是侍奉？
Consecration is service.
奉献就是侍奉。
Service is not about getting more resources.
这个侍奉不是关乎是不是得着更多的资源。
Human tendency is always to get more resources to meet the needs.
人的倾向天然人总是要得着许多的资源来供应这个需要。
That was exactly what Philip was thinking.
这就是腓力当天脑子里面所想的。
Philip represent every one of us natural man.
腓力代表的是我们中间每一个天然的人。
We see the needs, then we're trying to find the resources to meet the needs.
我们看到这个需要之后，就要来找一些资源来满足这个需要。
If we don't find the resource, then we will not serve.
如果我们找不到的话，那我就不侍奉了。
That's the reason. That is the number one reason many of God's children chose not to serve.
这就是很多神的子女儿女完全不侍奉的第一大原因。
We look at the need.
我们看到需要。
We look at our own resource and capacity.
看到我们自己的容量跟我们的能力。
We think like Philip.
我们就像腓力那样来想。
Our mass is even better than Philip.
我们的算术比腓力还要厉害。
So we quickly decide our ability is not going to meet the need.
很快就决定，我们的能力是不可能达到这个需要。
Therefore, I cannot serve.
所以我不能侍奉。
That is the number one reason that many of God's children do not serve.
这就是第一个原因，这么多的神的儿女不来侍奉。
But service is not about getting more resources.
但是侍奉不在乎有多少的资源。
Service is about consecration.
侍奉在乎的是奉献。
Service is not about how much you have.
侍奉不关乎你有多少。
Service is about what do you do with what you already have.
侍奉关乎你怎么样来使用你已经有的这些。
We're very foreign about that.
我们对这件事非常的不熟悉。
We always want to get more.
我们总是要来得着更多的资
源。We want to wait until we read the Bible from cover to cover.
我们总是要等到把圣经从头读到尾。
Some people want to do it twice.
有的人说我读两次之后才可以。
You're trying to get more money.
或者你这就等于是要得更多的钱财。
Service is not about getting more to meet a specific need.
侍奉不关乎来得着更多的来满足这个需要。
Service is about what do you do with what you already had.
侍奉是关乎你已经有的你怎么来使用。
Our Lord Jesus never asks anything of us that we do not already have.
主耶稣对着我们的要求从来不是超乎我们已经有的。
He never do that.
他从来不会这么做。
If Lord call you to serve,
如果神呼召你来侍奉的话
，Because Lord saw what you already have.
那是因为神已经看见你所有的。
So Lord Jesus didn't look at this 5 barley loaf.And think it's not enough.
所以主耶稣没有说看见这五个饼之后说不够。
Our Lord Jesus does not need more than 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
主耶稣他需要的不会超过这五个饼跟两条鱼。
If that kid only had 3 loaves, 1 fish. That's what our Lord Jesus needed that day.
如果那个孩子当天只有3个饼一条鱼的话，那也是主耶稣所需要的，已经足够。
If that kid on that day only have 1 loaf, 1 fish, that's all Jesus needed.
如果那个孩童当天只有一个饼一条鱼，那也是主耶稣已经有了所需要的。
It's not.Important how much you have.
你有多少并不重要。
That's our focus. How much I have.
我们所注目的总是我有多少。
It's not important how much you have.
不在乎这些，你有多少都不重要。
The question is whether you're willing to let Jesus use what you have.
问题是你愿不愿意让主耶稣来用你所有的这些。
The Roman 12 verse 1 saying the same thing.
这就是罗马书12章1节所讲的同样的事。
Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice is spiritual service.
把身体献上作为活祭是圣洁的。这就是属灵的一个侍奉。
Service is offering whatever you have.To the Lord.
这个侍奉就是把你所有的交给神。
No one need to wait for any longer.
没有人需要再等候了。
There's no need to wait any longer for you to serve.
你不需要再等候来侍奉了。
Because service is offering what you already have to the Lord.
因为侍奉就是把你所有的奉献给主。
As a matter of fact, the only way you can get more is by offering what you have to the Lord.
而且事实上，你怎么能够得着更多呢？就是把你已经有的先奉献给神。
If you offer what you have to the Lord, you will be given more.
如果你把所有的奉献给主，主会赐给你更多。
If you hold on to what you have now, you will always have what you have now.
如果你只是抓紧你现在所有的，那你就一直只有你所有的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way we become a priest.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们怎样成为一个祭司。
And this is the way together.We can become a kingdom of priests.
这就是怎么样一起我们可以成为祭司的国度。
On that day, this child served our Lord Jesus by offering what he had.
在那一天，这个孩童就是用他所有的来 侍奉我们的主。
He served our Lord Jesus.
他那天侍奉了主耶稣。
He served wonderfully.
而且他是一个美好的侍奉。
Let's pray the Lord will give these pictures. He'll make this picture vivid in our heart.
愿意我们一起来祷告，让这个故事成为我们心中一个非常清晰的图画。
That's the way the Lord Jesus wants us to serve.
这就是他主耶稣怎样让我们服侍。
Now there's third principle.
还有第三个原则。
Then verse 10, Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000.
耶稣说你们叫众人坐下，这是第十节。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。
5,000 is only for men.
这五千指数点了男丁。
And I'm sure there were women that day.
我相信那天有妇女。
Pretty clear to us, there were children.
而且我们已经读到了，肯定里面有孩子。
So altogether, the crowd is much more than 5,000.
所以这样算起来，肯定比五千人还要多。
But does it really matter how many people they had that day?
但是那一天，准确有多少人有什么的不在乎这些。
It could be 6,000.
也可能是六千。
7,000, 8,000, 10,000.
也许七千、八千、
一万。It doesn't really matter how many people they had that day.
都无所谓，那天有多少人，数目怎样都无所谓。
The problem is not how many they have.
这个问题不在乎那天有多少数目。
Even if they have 10,000, every one of them will be filled.
不管那天是不是有一万人，每一个人最后都得饱足。
To God, it's not important how many they had that day.
因为对神来讲，那一天有多少人，这个数目不重要。
So as we come to service, we have to change our mindset.
所以当我们这样来侍奉的时候，需要心意来改变。
If the crowd has 10 people, we're so confident.
如果这个众人是十个人，我们也需要带着信心。
Then we will have confidence. But however, if the crowd is hundreds, then we are unsure.
哦，如果十个人我有信心，但一百个人可能我就不确定了。
Because we to us is very important. How many?
因为对我们来讲，这个数目很重要。
If you want to invite saints to your house for Thanksgiving, the first thing you want to know is how many.
如果你今年要邀请弟兄姐妹到你家里面在感恩节聚会的话，你肯定心里面第一个想就是有多少家。
And that is single most important number you want to know how many.
你要知道的最重要的就是到底有几家。
That's us.
这就是我们。
Because we're limited.
因为我们是有限的。
So we always want to count how many.
所以我们总是在数多少多少。
But Jesus didn't.
但是耶稣没有。
It doesn't really matter.
因为这个不重要。
Brother and sister, we need to have this new mindset.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要有这样一个新的意念。
In spiritual service, it doesn't really matter.
在属灵的侍奉里面，这些都不重要。
So we don't need to worry about how many.
不需要去为这些忧虑，有多少人。
We don't need to worry about how many are in the crowd. We don't worry about how much I have.
我们既不需要去在乎这人数有多少众人，也不需要在乎我里面有多少。
Because the third principle is with God, all things are possible.
因为第三个原则就是在神凡事都能。
Jesus took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated. Likewise, also of the fish, as much as they wanted.
第十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
So the most important thing is that 5 loaves and 2 fish were in the hands of our Lord Jesus.
所以最重要的是，就是这五饼二鱼是现在在耶稣的手里。
That's the most important aspect of this story.
这就是整个故事里面最重要的一点。
It's that 5 loaves, that 2 fish.We're in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
就是这五个饼两条鱼是在耶稣的手里。
And we thank the Lord, it was in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
我们真的感谢赞美主，因为这些是在主的手里。
And Jesus gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated.
然后耶稣祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。
And they can get as much as they wanted.
他 他们都是照着所要的。
You know, if you have a open your house and you see a large crowd,
如果你把家里打开之后有很多人来
，more than you have planned,
比你原先的计划还要多
，and you become nervous,
这个时候你肯定要心里面有些着急。
Then you may want to, I want to save a few dishes. I don't want to, you know, present all my dishes. I save a few in case.
然后你可能说，哎呀，我干脆把几碟菜先留起来，以备后续。
But that's not the way Jesus handled the situations.
耶稣当时不是这么来处理的。
They can take as much as they want.
每一个人都照着所要的。
As much as they want.
照着所要的。
If you want fish, you can have as much fish as you want.
如果你喜欢吃鱼，你喜欢吃多少都可以。
You want bread, you can have as much bread as you want.
你喜欢吃饼，那不管你要多少都可以。
I believe on that day, fish tastes better.
我相信那天那个鱼可能比平常好吃一点。
Because there's no leftover fish.
因为那里没提到鱼剩下来了。
You look at that. There's no leftover.
如果你看的话，没有鱼剩下。
All the leftover are loaves.
剩下来的都是饼。
So that day fish was good.
那天的鱼很好吃。
But sister, the point is.
但弟兄姐妹，真正的这个关键在于。
With God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
It doesn't really matter.How big a crowd is?
不管这个众人人数有多少
，and it doesn't really matter how little that we have.
也不在乎我们所有的多么的微小。
It's the consecration that really matters.
是这个奉献是最后起作用。
As long as you and I is willing to place what we have in the hands of our Lord Jesus, then all things are possible.
只要我们愿意把我们所有的交在主耶稣的手里，凡事都能。
Isn't this wonderful?
何等奇妙！
You don't need to wait.
你不需要等候。
You don't need to wait for another conference.
不需要再等另外一个夏令会。
You don't need to wait until you finish Revelations.
不需要你等到你读完启示录。
All you need to do is put what you have today.In the hands of our Lord Jesus.
你需要做的就是今天把你已经所有的交在主耶稣手里。
And you will see the Lord will make everything possible in your life.
然后你就看到神让你生活里面凡事都能。
When they were filled, he said to disciples, gather up the leftover fragments so that nothing will be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves.Which are left over by those who had eaten. See, no fish.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子，没有提到鱼。
You see, in the beginning, there were 5 loaves and 2 fish.
在开始的时候，有五个饼，两条鱼。
Only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
只有五个饼，两条鱼。
Then the 5,000 men, maybe 5,000 women, maybe 2,000 children, they all take as much as they wanted.
然后就有5,000的男丁，可能5,000的妇女，可能2,000的孩子，他们就照着所要的来取。
Now they finish all the fish.
他们就完成了，就吃完了这些食物。
But there were 12 baskets with fragments.
但是剩下的零碎收起来，装满了12个篮子。
How did this happen?
那这怎么会发生呢
？How could this happen?
那怎么会这样呢
？Brother and sister, if we serve the Lord, this must happen.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你侍奉神的话，一定会这么发生。
They gave all they had to the Lord Jesus.
他们把他们所有的交给神。
They consecrate what they had to the Lord.
他们把所有的奉献给主。
This is exactly what Jesus asks us to do today.
这就是耶稣今天向着我们的要求。
Jesus only asks for what is on our hands.
耶稣对我们的要求就是我们手里现在所有的。
If we offer what we have to the Lord, we not only will meet the need, we will have 12 baskets with fragments.
如果我们这样奉献的话，不光这些需要得着满足，而且我们会有十二篮剩下的零碎。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we simply just from a specific angle looking at the story.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们就是这么简单，从这么一个特定的角度看这样一个故事。
Because it's relevant to all of us.
因为这件事跟我们每个人都有关系。
Because we are a priest.
因为我们是祭司。
We are called to serve.
我们被呼召来侍奉。
We must know how to serve.
我们必须知道怎样侍奉。
We need to know the principles of service.
我们必须知道侍奉的原则。
The first one, all service are impossible.
第一个原则，所有的侍奉都是不可能的侍奉。
Unless we recognize this principle,We are unable to serve our God with the right attitude.
除非我们认识到这样一个属灵的原则，不然我们不可能带着一个正确的态度来侍奉。
Every time before we serve, we need to remind ourselves, what I am about to do is impossible.
每一次侍奉之前，我们需要提醒自己，我们现在开始的是不可能的任务。
Therefore, I need to approach my service.With much humility,
所以我必须要用许多的谦卑带着来到这样的侍奉里面。
We must approach the service with much prayers.
我们必须有许多的祷告在这个侍奉之前。
That's why we encourage all of us. Before we serve, we must come to pray.
所以在这里鼓励大家，在每一个侍奉之前，我们一起来祷告。
It's not a formality.
这并不是一个形式。
If you see that as a formality, we miss the point.
如果你只看到这是一个形式的话，那你没有抓住这件事里面的重点。
It is to realize and confess before the Lord, Lord, this is impossible for me to do.
因为这件事代表我们认识到这件事对着我是不可能的。
Therefore, I come here to present myself to you.
所以现在我在这里把自己来交给你。
Just like the five loaves and two fish.
就像这五饼二鱼。
I am no more than five loaves and two fish.
我所有的不会多过五个饼两条鱼。
No matter how experienced we are no more than five loaves and two fish.
不管我多么的有经验，我只有五个饼两条鱼。
Therefore, I have to come here and to exercise the second principle. I need to consecrate myself to the Lord.
所以我们需要来操练第二个原则，就是我们要把自己奉献给主。
Doesn't matter how many in the crowd.
不在乎在众人里面的数目是多少。
It doesn't matter how little I have.
也不在乎我们所有的多么的微小。
I have 1 hour to prepare for this lesson.
我只有一个小时来准备教这堂课。
It doesn't really matter if you only have 1 hour.
不在乎你是不是只有一个小时
来预备。But you need to put whatever you prepare during that 1 hour into the hands of the Lord.
但你需要把这一个小时的时间的预备交在主的手里。
It's yours.
因为这是你有的。
Consecration is service.
奉献就是侍奉。
So you read the Old Testament. Every priest must be consecrated before they serve.
如果你来读旧约的话，每个祭司在侍奉之前必须先要奉献。
No consecration, no service.
如果没有奉献，没有侍奉。
Today, the need is far exceed our capacity.
今天这些需要是远远超过我们自己的能力。
We must not be discouraged by this huge need.
我们不需要为这个巨大的需要而心里面作难。
We must not be discouraged by how little we have.
我们也不需要为自己这么微小而丧气。
We should simply consecrate what we have to the Lord.
我们只要简简单单把自己奉献给主。
If we do so,
如果我们如此行
If you serve the Lord this way,
如果你是这样来侍奉神
then all the spiritual abundance will be opened up to us.
所有属灵的丰盛就要向我们打开
Spiritual experience really come from consecration.
所有这些所有属灵的经历都是从奉献开始
Just imagine what kind of experience the little child had on that day.
我们来想象一下这个孩童那天他的经历是何等奇妙。
Imagine if you were that child.
来想象一下如果你就是那天那个孩童。
You brought five loaves and two fish.
你带来了五饼二鱼。
You heard Jesus was saying.
你听到了主耶稣的讲论。
You were found by this person called Andrew.
而且你被这个叫安德烈的人找到你。
You saw Jesus took your five loaves and two fish.
你也看到耶稣拿去你的五饼二鱼。
Then you saw 5,000, maybe more than 5,000. They are fed.
然后你就看到超过五千人被喂饱。
What would that change this little child's life?
这个会怎样的来改变这个孩童他的生命？
This child's life will forever be changed.
因为这个孩童的生命永远被改变了。
He will look at the life in a very different way.
这个时候他看到生命的一切都要不同了。
Because he had a spiritual experience through consecration.
因为借着奉献他有了一个属灵的经历。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us will have the similar opportunity just like that child that day.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天每一个人都像那个孩童一样有同样的机会。
Because every one of us have five loaves and two fish.
因为我们每一个人都有五饼二鱼。
Every one of them.
每一个人。
I believe even some of our children have enough to buy five loaves and two fish.
我相信我们中间甚至连孩子都可以买到五饼二鱼。
Therefore, the opportunity are for every one of us to experience the spiritual abundance.
所以我们每个人都有机会来体验这个属灵的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, lift up your eyes to see the crowd.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们来举目看见众人。
Let's hear the voice of the Lord.
让我们来听见主的声音。
Then consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
把我们自己奉献给主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come before the simple story that we all knew.
主啊，我们感谢你今天让我们可以来看这样一个都知道的简单的故事。
We pray our Holy Spirit will use this story to reveal the principles of service in our heart.
主啊，我们祈求你用这样一个简单的故事，把侍奉里面的原则向我们来启示。
Make us into a priest in your house.
让我们在你的家中成为祭司。
Cause us to function in your house.
让我们在你的家中可以有这样的这样的行动。
We pray the Holy Spirit will again interpret your word in our heart.
我们求圣灵在我们心中来做话语的解释。
So that we would put this word in our daily life as our practice.
所以我们可以在日常之中把这些话语成为实际活出来。
We need to ask for your mercy.
我们现在向你来祈求怜悯。
In order for us to change.
所以我们可以被改变。
Require the work of Holy Spirit.
因为这个改变需要圣灵的工作。
This is something that is impossible for me and my brother to do.
这件事对着我和弟兄来讲都是不可能的。
Therefore, we want to come back to you and ask the Lord to do your work amongst us.
所以我们回到主你的面前，求你在我们中间来做这样的工作。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。阿门。